Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast Episode 16. Grabe, sobrang blessed talaga that we have reached this far and we just finished Episode 15 talking about celebrating life because I just celebrated my birthday and this is my birthday month. And today, this will be an amazing, amazing, amazing episode to hear a religious sister na grabe na hindi ko naman kilala talaga personally. I just saw her sa Facebook. I saw her Facebook account and I was like, nahihiya ako magsabi sa kanya. But, you know, I prayed for this to bring me the right people, right persons to guest here on Bukasyon Podcast. At nagkaroon ako ng lakas ng loob. I sent her a message. And grabe, sobrang bait itong tao na to. Gabi ko pa to sinend at nag-reply sa akin. So I'm so blessed to have this person. But before that, let me invite you again to please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me a rating and review whatever message that you get here, whatever takeaways that you have. So please feel free to share it and put a comment there. And if you like this episode and you've been blessed by this episode, sige, so just send it here and leave a rating and a comment. And now, without further ado, so let me introduce to you my guest for this episode. Ito talaga, this is very raw. Very raw because I have not known anything about her. Kasi nga hindi ko siya kilala. So I just know that she is from the Oblates of St. Joseph congregation and she's a sister. And I was so surprised that she told me backstage na 1 year pa lang siyang madre. So I was so surprised. No? Nakakatuwa. And this will be for sure, a very, very inspiring story or stories of her for para sa kanya sa mga nakikinig ngayon, lalong-lalo na yung mga nagdi-discern into religious life. So without further ado, let me call on Sister Micaela Noela Soriano Gonzalez. Ayan, magandang hapon, magandang araw po, sister. Ako pa yung nagsabi ng magandang hapon.
Magandang hapon po, brother. Thank you po for your invitation. So, napaka-blessed po ng opportunity na to talaga. Kasi, very timely din. This month, grabe yung aming, intensive yung aming pagdadasal for vocations.
Wow.
Kasi this month ay talagang program namin na sumama sa aming mga pare na nagpupunta sa mga parishes to campaign for vocations.
Amen.
So alongside ng pagka-campaign, andyan yung prayer, nandyan yung sacrifice, nandyan yung talagang, and then very timely na biglang may nag-invite ng ganitong opportunity. Of course, sa simula, kaba-kaba ako kasi sabi ko, isang taon na naman ako madre, ano ko sasabihin ko nun? Pero diba, parang that's divine providence eh.
Amen.
And talagang siguro God arranged this for us. So, ayun po, papakilala po ng kaunti. Kagaya po ng sinabi ni brother kanina, I'm Sister Micaela Gonzalez OSJ, but you can call me Sister Mica for short. Ayun po, I'm 24 years old. I'm from Lipa City, Batangas. Pero ang aming convent po is based here in Padre Garcia, Batangas. Ang aming congregation po, the Oblate Sisters of St. Joseph, is the female counterpart of the Oblates of St. Joseph Priests and Brothers, if you're familiar po with them.
Right.
Ayan po. So, St. Joseph Marelo is our founder and our patron is St. Joseph. Ayan. Amen. Po, malapit na po ang kanyang fiesta. Baka naman makapunta kayo dito sa amin.
Wow. Yes, sana nga makapasyal ako dyan, sister. No? So, sister, ano, nakaka-amaze ka. And when I saw you on Facebook and And for those who are listening right now, Sister Mika is pretty as a nun and very young nun at grabe sobrang nakakatuwa lang, nakaka-bless yan. And sister, kung hindi mo lang alam, tiningnan ko na yung Facebook mo, yung journey mo sister. So ito yung ating pakikinggan ngayon. So sister, tell us your story, paano nagsimula, paano ka napunta diyan sa ganyang calling. And yan, si sister, nakaka-excite po ang ating namarinig yung story mo ngayon.
Opo. So brother, ganito po nag-start siguro. It was very unexpected po kasi gabi po siya and hindi po ako dapat kasama ng tatay ko. Just like you po, kaya malapit po ako sa mga lay na preacher. Kasi yung tatay ko po is very, very active po sa pagpe-preach din as a member ng Defenders po sa Lipa.
Ayun. Oh, wow.
Opo, tapos nagbibigay din siya ng seminar, inspirational talks, ganun po. So parang ano po, sinama niya lang po ako na out of the blue, magbihis ka, pupunta tayo sa isang pare, magpapaturo ako sa isang talk ko. Ganon. And then sabi ko, siguro matagal yun, magdadala ako ng isang book. So habang nag-uusap sila ng pare, basa-basa lang ako sa isang sulok ng OSJ Minor Seminary. Kasi si father po ay close friend po ng family ko po, ganon. Tapos parang after po nila mag-usap, sabi niya sa akin na, ano ba yung hawak mong libro? Parang nakita niya, Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Sabi niya, bakit yun ang binabasa mo? Yan yung retreat namin nung oordinahan kami. So parang binigyan niya po ako ng number. Sabi niya, baka gusto mong itry ang pagmamadre. I-text mo yung number na to. So,
how young were you, sister, nung time po na yun? How young were you?
That was... nga ba ako nun? I was 16 years old po kasi year 2014.
Amazing.
Po yun. Opo, I was incoming first year college pa lang po kasi that time, di ba po, wala pang senior high. Kami po yung last batch ng grade 10. Opo, okay. So 16
sister,
pa lang po.
Nakaka-amaze. Pero gusto ko lang matanong, sister, nakaka-amaze lang ha. At 16 years old, you were already reading that kind of book. E nasa seminaryo na ako nung mabasa ko yan. What influenced you yung mga ganung klaseng book na binabasa nyo?
Mahilig na po talaga ako sa spiritual books and books about our faith. Opo. Kasi nga yung tatay ko is very active po sa ganun. Kahit ako po, natutuwa ako sa catechesis po. Sa,
amen.
Opo, sa pag, ano po, sa, nag-start din po ako sa parish work, ganun, kaunting pagtuturo sa mga bata, opo.
Sige pa, sister, we continue with your story. Kinukwento niyo yung sa tatay mo. Oh.
Okay. Sige po. So, ginawa ko po, tinext ko po yung number na yun, tapos nakausap ko po yung superior. So, napadpad po ako sa na to. Ito po mismo, na pinasustayan ko po ngayon. Tapos, maganda po kasi, sobrang unexpected din po ng pagpunta ko. So, kung ano mismo yung ginagawa nila, yun yung na-observe ko. Unlike yung, alam niyo, formal search in programs, di ba?
Right, right.
Opo, na may ganitong activity, ganyan. Ako po hindi. So, pagdating ko, sakto naglilinis sila. Linis din ako. Dasal sila, dasal din ako. Tapos, it was a 3-day search in activity po na masaya kasi nakasama po ako sa apostolate nila sa isang school. Tapos, na-experience ko po na, ay, ganito pala po ang mga madre. Sobrang saya, sobrang welcoming. Grabe yung family spirit, ganun. May time for sports, for yung pagbabasa ng Bible, for praying, for studying. Sabi ko, parang lahat ng gusto mo nandito na, ano pang hahanapin po, di ba?
So that's how you see yung convent, sister. Pero wala ka na pang inclination, no, sister? During that time, wala ka pang inclinations na gusto mo magmadre? O meron na?
Ano po, parang that time, yun lang po, nung nagstay lang ako doon, parang nandun na yung feeling na ayoko na umalis.
Wow.
Ganon. Kaso ano po, parang yun nga, I had to end the 3-day search in na rin po. Kasi saktong inaasikaso ko na po yung college applications ko po. Opo. So, yun, sabi ko, magsisimula na yung pasukan ng first year college na siguro labas muna ako, ganun. Pero brother, alam niyo yun, after ng 3-day search in na yun, pag-uwi ko, parang pagising ko sa amin, hinihintay ko na mag-bell. Sabi ko, bakit walang nag-bell? Nasa bahay na pala ako. Parang, ay, ganun. So, parang nandun na po yung feeling na gusto ko mag-madre, pero hindi pa agad sure na sure.
Okay.
Ganun po, talaga.
And so, parang nandun lang yung desire, but hindi pa malinaw sa'yo, kumbaga.
Opo, kasi hindi naman talaga siya part ng mga plano ko sa buhay.
Okay.
Diba? Parang bigla lang, okay, so, mag-try tayo, gano'n.
So, ano yung plano mo, sister? Ano yung plano mo, sister, nung mga time na yon? Kung hindi ito yung plano mo.
Ang ano po, ang plano ko po talaga was kasi nung... ano kasi, ang gusto ko talaga maging doktor.
Wow.
Opo. So, opo, parang tapos sakto naman na na-admit ako sa UP Los Baños sa
galing.
To take up BS Nutrition for ano po, parang yung nag-first year po ako doon, 2014 to 2015. Tapos, ano po eh, nung nandun po ako, naging active pa rin po ako sa parish. And I met really wonderful people doon na nakakatuwa, napaka-active, napaka... yung tinutuloy nila pa rin yung pagsaserve, ganun. Tapos sabi ko, ayun naman pala, pwede naman akong hindi magmadre. I mean, pwede naman ako mag-serve sa labas na sakto yung course ko, BS Nutrition, tapos magme-mend pa ako. Na gusto kong mag-provide ng nourishment sa mga nangangailangan, to heal, to give comfort to the sick. Siguro ito na yung calling ko. Ganun. Pero all along, parang I still felt incomplete. Alam niyo po yun, na minsan sumasagi pa rin sa isip ko, pero hindi, baka hindi. Baka hindi, ganun. So in denial pa rin.
Correct, correct. Amazing, no, sister, yung sinasabi mo, no, na, pero worse, there a struggle, nagkaroon, parang, paano ka pumasok, sister? Meron bang, kapag ba pumasok ka, may struggle ka ba sa family mo, na hindi, di ba, normally, pag narinig natin yung mga vocation stories, meron yan laging, yan, may challenges lagi yan, so, was there ever a challenge in you towards your family? Kasi ako, nung pumasok ako, sister, ayaw ng father ko, ayaw ng tatay ko talaga, kasi, so, pero ikaw ba, sister, nung sumagi sa iyan, ano yung mga what challenges that you faced during those times?
Opo. Unang-una po, yun, like you, family din po. Hindi rin po ako agad pinayagan kasi panganay po ako sa magkakapatid, tapos sa both
po.
Sides din po, panganay po akong apo. So talagang parang 2 years, 2016 po kasi ako pumasok. So imagine 2016. 2014 to 2016, nagpapaalam ako. Talagang,
so 2 years discernment ka. So within those 2 years, nagdi-discern. Pero sino yung mga tumulong sa'yo, sister, na mag-discern nung 2 years sa'yo? Na-excite ako sa storya mo kasi parang alam mo yun. Grabe, 2 years, in a span of 2 years, you've been discerning.
Opo. Opo. Marami pong tumulong sa akin yan. Personally, mga friends, mga religious din po, mga pare na nag-a-advise. Kasi din po, may pari din po na nagsabi sa akin na ano, na itry din ang ibang congregations hanggang sa mahanap mo kung para saan ka talaga. Tapos to share with you din po, di ba, ang problem ko nga una was family. Tapos pangalawa, meron din akong sarili kong mga pangarap sa buhay na as panganay, gusto ko, I want to give the best for my family.
Galing.
Opo, mga ganun na, tapos bukod din po doon sa yung isa ko pang struggle, may personal struggles din po ako.
Right.
Na ano po, nung 2014, pumasok ako, hindi po ako, brother, yung typical teenager na taong simbahan. Alam niyo yun?
Okay.
Na ako. And I'm very happy to share naman po this story with the podcast. Kasi I know naman na ano, parang, not to uplift myself, pero right. I want to share parang really how the grace and mercy of God worked in me. Opo.
Amazing.
Kasi parang 2014 to 2016, hindi lang po family yung doubt ko eh. Hindi lang po yung mga pangarap ko. Siguro my greatest doubt, my greatest, let's say, kaaway, was
correct.
Myself.
Okay.
Opo, yung pagdadalawang isip ko, bakit ko nasabing yung sarili ko? Kasi nung ano po, parang when I was growing up, parang pahapyaw na rin with my childhood experiences.
Yeah, go ahead, sister.
Hindi po, ano, hindi po ganun ka ayos yung family namin that time. So parang, ano, parang as a teenager, nung 16 years old ako, I was very wounded.
Okay.
And I was very broken. So, although nabanggit ko kanina na taong simbahan ako, pero alam nyo yun na pumupunta ako sa simbahan for parang comfort, ganun, for ganyan. Pero I can say na I was also a very lost teenager that time.
I see.
Kasi ang circle of friends ko po talaga, brother, ay yung ano, yung mga kasama ko, they come from broken families din. May sarili din silang woundedness.
Okay.
So, ayun, parang may sarili akong rebelliousness that time na sabi ko, I'm not for the religious life talaga. Parang 2 years ko pong kinonvince yung sarili ko na ano ba yan? Gusto mo magmadre pero ganito ka, ganyan ka. You go to parties.
I
you
see.
Go drinking with friends. Ganun
really?
Po talaga.
Wow.
Apo.
Ano mo, sister? Ano mo, sister, natutuwa ako sa iyo. Very ano, very honest ka. You don't sugarcoat, right? Hindi, totoo. I mean natutuwa ako sa iyo. You don't sugarcoat what you say right now because I believe sabi mo nga kanina, this is part of your journey and nakakatuwa ka lang, sister, that talagang sinasabi mo 'yung totoo. So nung during your teen life, so you're 16 year sweet 16, sister, so you really enjoy, you had the best of your life, you had the best time of your life, so you go to parties, so you go to, so nag-gumigimik kayo ng mga kabarkada mo by kaibigan mo.
Opo, gimmick ganun, tapos yung hindi yung umuwi ng late as in.
Okay.
Ganun po na. Sige, travel tayo ganyan. Tapos hindi rin ako exemplar student when I was in high school.
Okay.
Ano nga eh, parang sabi nila ang mga sister dapat malinis ang record. Hindi ganoon ako magpapatunay.
I love that.
And then ako nakapasok. Opo. May kaso rin po ako na suspension, ganun.
Oh my. Oh yan, oh. Sa mga nakikinig dyan, ha. So baka may nangangarap kayo magmadre tapos iniisip nyo, naku, hindi ako karapat dapat. Si Sister Mika na nagasabi sa inyo, no? Na kung nasuspend ka dati sa school, you are still eligible. You are still worthy to enter religious life.
Oo naman po. Tapos ano din po, parang sa 2 years na yon talagang I can't say na I was clinically depressed, pero I was seeking help already kasi parang naramdaman ko rin na parang I had the symptoms of depression, anxiety. Really, I was really lost that time.
I see.
Na imagine po, nasa UP ako, malayo sa family ko, and then yung family ko pa hindi maayos noon.
Hindi okay.
Tapos, opo, tapos talagang naghahanap ako. Parang I was looking for direction talaga. As in, parang alam nyo yun na for 2 years, hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta. For 2 years, hindi ko alam kung sino talaga yung circle of friends ko. Sino talaga yung, ano ba talaga yung dapat ginagawa ko ngayon? Ganon. Tapos laging yun nga, in denial of my vocation na lagi ko sinasabi na hindi ko kayang mag... baka pumasok ako sa pagmamadre, pero baka lumabas din ako because my personality is not for religious life. Sabihin ko na, papasok ako sa kumbento pero ang hilig-hilig kong gumalang, ingay-ingay
okay.
ko.
pero si Sir, dun ba sa within your circle of friends ba, alam nila yan, aware sila na parang, or do you get rejections also na magmamadre ka, yung ugali mo na yan, mga ganyan, may mga ganung ba si Sir na mga ganung episodes ba sa'yo?
Dahil madami tayong circle of friends.
Ibig sabihin pala kaibigan talaga si sister.
Yung mga taong simbahan, very encouraging sila, very right. open sila. Tapos may mga friends din ako na talagang hindi sila makapaniwala na sila pa yung nang bubuli sa akin hanggang ngayon na sabi nila, ikaw yung patunay na lahat ng tao may pag-asa magbago.
Amen! O oh, diba si Sir? At ang maganda yan si Sir na magandang message yan. It's a message of hope for everyone who may be thinking right now or losing hope na hindi na ako karapat, dapat hindi na ako katanggap-tanggap. Eh, well, si Sister Mika can attest to you that she is now a nun living a religious life. So, grabe. Pero si Sir, if I may ask, pwede mong sagutin, pwede hindi. But si Sir, have you, sabi mo nga, you were lost during those times. Naranasan mo rin ba si Sir to get into an intimate relationship? Like you had a relationship, boyfriend, ganyan, bago ka pumasok?
Yes po, nagka-boyfriend po ako before I entered the convent. Opo, pero yun po, parang we remain friends until now and I'm Galing. Happy na opo, very healthy yung relationship, very supportive po siya, ganun.
Amen, opo. Amen. Yeah, ang galing. So at least, di ba? At least, alam mo, sister, very honest ka talaga. Gustong-gusto kita. Very honest ka, wala ka. You don't filter. Of course, we do not want you to spill out na all the beans naman. But thank you for your honesty and thank you for your vulnerability, sharing also about your family, no, living that kind of you were saying kanina, you were broken, and I'm sure sister, a lot of young people will resonate with you, because a lot of young people right now are living that way as well, living in their own brokenness, walang direksyon, naghahanap sila ng someone they look up to, alam mo yun, na hindi nila nakikita sa family nila. At wow, thank you sister for sharing that, because ako kasi I've counseled a lot of young people who are experienced the same with you. So yun sister, sobrang I love this episode. So sister, so how tapos pag ano po nangyari pagkatapos nung 2 years na that you were discerning?
Opo. So yung 2 years na nagde-discern po talaga ako. Kaya po, mabanggit ko lang din po sa inyo ha.
Sige po.
Since ito naman po yung episode nyo is about discernment din.
Right.
Really, personally po, sobra po ako, may special devotion po ako to offer prayers and Amen. Offer siguro other help to those who are discerning.
Amen.
Kasi po yung 2 years na pinagdaanan ko, and hindi lang yung 2 years na before I entered, even dito sa loob, was really sobrang hirap po sa akin. Mm. And kaya I feel for you, I feel with you. Kasi yun eh, alam nyo yun na dumaan kayo sa parang, kumbaga, sobrang dark. Kasi punong-puno ng doubts, ng fears, ng anxieties.
Right.
Ganun. So parang lahat ng nagde-discern, parang although iba-iba tayo ng pinagdaanan, iba-iba Tama. Tayo ng pinanggalingan, pero we almost share the same sentiments po, di ba po?
Amen.
So yun, paano ako nag-decide nung 2016 na pumasok sa convent? Ano po kasi...
Sure. Bago yan si Sir, sorry, medyo puputulin kita. Bago yan ha, kasi you were saying about vocation. Gusto ko bago muna i-share yan si Sir. Was there a time in your life na iniyakan mo yan? In 2 years time, iniyakan mo yung pagdi-discern mo? Talaga?
Lagi kasi parang alam niyo yung feeling na nandun na lahat ng sign na binibigay ni God eh. Pero takbo pa rin ako ng takbo. Kasi
Amen.
Sobrang feeling ko talaga napaka-unworthy ko po.
So it was like a Jonah experience, sister, ah? You were running away from it.
Nandun na lahat ng signs, lahat ng calling, pero sa pagpipilitan ko sa sarili ko na hindi talaga, Lord, eh, hindi ko talaga kaya eh. Andyan pa rin yung nakaka-overwhelm po, kaya ako umiiyak.
Amen.
Yung love ni Lord, yung mercy
Amen.
Ni Lord, nasasabihin niya na mahina ka, pero yung image ng crucified Christ na he gave everything, sabi parang ang voice na sinasabi niya, kulang pa ba to to make you strong?
Amen.
Parang kulang pa ba to to make you believe?
Si Sir, kinikilabutan ako sa sinasabi mo. Sorry, honestly, naiiyak ako sa sinasabi mo. Parang I feel your I don't know what's this, but I feel what you say, but nakaka-amaze lang. So nakaka-amaze yung sinasabi mo. So yeah. So ang ganda ng sinabi mo that looking at the crucified Christ and what you have gone through, pareho ng mga sinasabi mo, mga nagdi-discern.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Yeah, sister. So after that experience, so you were now after your discernment, pumasok ka na. So
opo, kaya po ako pumasok. So nagkasakit muna ako ng nagkasakit muna ako.
Okay.
So siguro 'yun yung wake up call po. And this sakit po was talagang a blessing in disguise. It was a miracle.
Amen.
Ano po, 2016 po siya, month of August. So 2 weeks po ako, brother, na ano, na nilagnat.
Mm-hmm.
Yung lagnat ko was 39 to 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ano po, ang matindi po dito, I was brought to the medical city.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos naka-confine po ako doon. Lahat ng halos lahat ata ng tests na pwedeng i-run na i-run sa akin. Pero mm-hmm. they could not find the infection.
Okay.
Hindi nila makita yung cause. So for 2 weeks na yon, lahat ng yung mga ano doctors, iba-ibang specializations, harap ko na, as in umabot ng parang 90,000 plus yung bill namin.
Oh my.
For all the tests, and hindi nila nakita kung anong cause. Tapos ang ganda din po na experience na yun dahil sobrang sama nga ng pakiramdam ko, parang lahat ng escape ko nawala.
Mm.
Yung lahat ng distractions na wala. Hindi ako makapanood ng TV sa sakit ng ulo ko.
Mm.
Kahit konting ilaw from my phone, hindi ko kaya. Tapos yung sobrang konting liwanag lang natitrigger yung sakit ng ulo ko. So talagang two weeks na kami lang ni Lord yung nag-uusap siguro. Na ano po, parang na-realize ko din sa point na yun na ano, na hindi ko alam kasi kung ano na mangyayari sa akin po eh.
Mm-hmm.
Parang hindi pa siya near-death experience, pero it already made me question na kung may mangyari sa akin ngayon, kung magkaroon ako ng disability or na permanent, or kung kunin man ako ni Lord ngayon, maging regret ko kaya na hindi ko pinulfill yung calling ko.
Amen. But were you afraid? Natakot ka rin ba noong mga na time na yun?
Ano po, hindi naman po ako natakot na mamatay or something. Siguro yun lang po talaga na parang very comforting din ang time na yun. Kasi nagkaroon din po kasi ako ng peace of mind eh.
Amen.
Opo, na hindi ka na makatakbo eh, hindi ka na makata kasi parang you have to confront na lang the situation na ano ba talaga?
Mm-hmm.
Na bakit nangyayari to? Anong plano nyo sa akin, Lord?
Amen.
Ayun po, talagang yung napaka-quiet, ang sarap po sa feeling. Ganun po.
Galing.
Tapos, ayun po, parang gumaling po ako after that experience. And even yung tatay ko, inamin po niya sa akin nung nagdadasal siya sa lipa dahil hindi niya ako madalaw noon. Sabi niya kay Lord na parang ano, nag-pray siya sa katedral. Sabi niya na kung ano man balak niyo sa anak ko, sa inyo na po siya, ganun. So
amen.
Para lahat ng doubts ng family ko.
Nakaiyak naman yan, sister. Because I'm a father, so I know how it feels to resonate with what your father was feeling during that time. Nakaka-amaze naman yan, sister. Yeah.
Talaga po. Tapos yun po na from that time, nag-decide na ako na, oo nga, whatever happens, papasok na po ako sa convent.
Amen.
Opo, na at least na-realize ko ngayon na ano talaga yung priorities ko sa buhay. Ganun po. Opo.
Amen.
So, parang after po noon, nagpaalam na ako sa family ko. And ang hirap po, ang hirap-hirap magpaalam sa mga lola ko. Grabe.
Okay.
Lalo na yung lola ko kasi yun, panganay pong apo. Grabe mo, parang isang tissue yung naubos ko sa pagpapaalam. Kasi iyak lang siya ng iyak. So, syempre, iyak din ako.
Correct, correct.
Ganun po. Tapos yun, minsan yung tita ko magtatanong na, hindi ka ba pwedeng mag-serve sa labas? Yung mga typical doubts ng relatives
correct.
Na, bah, parang nga, you're wasting your life. Ganun.
Right, right.
Pero, di ba, minsan ngingitian na lang natin kasi we can't find the words to explain.
Amen.
Opo. Pero pag nakita naman nila sa inyo na you're happy, di ba po, parang sapat na yung explanation sa kanila.
Galing.
Opo.
So yan, sa mga nakikinig ngayon, ha, mga nagda-doubt. So, well, talaga, pag yung calling talaga, sister, no, it's really hard to explain. I agree with you. I strongly agree with you. Yung parang you are really full for the Lord that na kahit anong sabihin ng iba, parang ano, it's like also a relationship between a man and a woman. No? Kapag gusto mo itong tao na to, gagawin mo lahat kahit anong sabihin ng iba, di ba? And the same is true with this relationship with Jesus that you really want to follow Him kahit na sabihin ng iba na ang bata mo pa, ang ganda-ganda mo pa naman. So, dapat, so why not make a family and di ba? Parang ganon. But amazing story, sister. Sobrang nakaka-amaze yung story mo. And then, sister, what happened after those paalamans?
Opo, so ano po, finally, August 6, 2016, Feast po ng Transfiguration.
Wow.
Ano po, hinatid po nila akong lahat sa convent. Pumasok na po ako dito as an aspirant. Pero kagaya po na sinabi ko kanina, na akala ko pag pumasok na ako, tatahimik na lahat ng doubts.
Okay.
Yung, di ba, sabi ko 2 years pong discernment, 2 years na pagpa-pray, pag-iisip, pagtatanong-tanong, hindi pa rin po siya natigil until parang aspirancy and postulancy. Mm. Kasi talagang sasagi at sasagi yun na parang ito yung past mo na
right.
baka parang hindi ka maging image na mabuti sa simbahan. Baka magkalat, ganun, na parang ang dami-daming questions po, di ba?
Mm.
Pero siguro nandyan talaga yung doubts to para all the more kang kumapit kay Lord.
Amen.
Para, opo talaga, para nandyan yung fears din, para all the more na tawagin mo siya, parang all the more na hingin mo yung mercy niya and parang kaya ngayon na parang everyday na nagdadasal kami, laging nandyan yung thank you Lord for the gift of life, for the gift of vocation.
Amen.
Kasi po, sa pagbabalik tanaw, buti na lang pala, napagdaanan ko yung doubts, yung fears, yung anxieties, yung hesitations that time. Kasi parang paraan din yun ni Lord to humble me.
Amen.
To paraan din yun ni Lord para mag-grow ako in love with Him. Kasi kung hindi ko po naranasan yun, siguro anong klaseng religious ako ngayon, baka alam niyo yung mayabang na, na ayan, nakaabito ako ngayon, parang kasi ang galing-galing ko, ang bait-bait
right.
ko, ang buti-buti kong tao. Pero no, parang it was His way to make me realize talaga na whatever I am right now, whatever what I have, whatever I'm doing is all because of God's goodness, because
Amen.
Of God's mercy,
ganda.
Because of God's graciousness.
Amen.
Opo, ano nga po, nung nag-renew po ako ng vows last January 26, halos mangiyak-ngiyak po ako sa psalm ng I Love the Lord.
Opo, Amen.
Kasi looking back, 'di ba po na kung hindi ko pinagdaanan yung discernment process na painful, would I grow in love ngayon sa kanya?
'Di
ba? Parang magiging helpful ba ako sa mga kapwa ko na nagde-discern din at nag-discern? Na 'di ba po?
Yeah, and nakaka-amaze yung story mo, sister, no, that well, totoo naman yun, you know, pag hindi naman yun assurance that we are inside the convent or the seminary, tapos okay ka na, hindi ganun. And mas maraming yung struggles, di ba? Totoo yan, no? That every year is really a year of discernment whether you will stay or not. And then you will wait for evaluation, di ba? You will wait for evaluation kung sasabihin naman ng mga superiors kung magstay ka pa or hindi. So ang hirap, di ba, sister? So nakaka-amaze lang. So when you got inside the convent, so how was the experience? So parang ito yung minimithi mo and then you got already inside. So what happened? Ano naman yung mga experience mo, sister, sa loob ng convent na nako, parang dati pinapangarap ko to, ganito pala dito. So what were the realizations and what were the reality bites that you had when you got inside po?
Apo, siguro 'di ba para mixed yung emotions ng experiences natin in the convent or in the seminar. So siguro let's start with kasi both ano yan eh, both positive and negative experiences.
Right, correct. Totoo yan.
Tapos siguro ang masasabi ko sa ano, sa positive experiences kasi yun nga, I was in the time of searching. Tapos unti-unti naman po nag-unfold yung mga sagot ni Lord and hindi po yun dapat niya madali. Kasi tapos napakaganda din po sa loob ng convent kasi andyan yung sacrifices, nandyan yung paghihirap. Pero talagang it's about being loved by the Lord and loving the Lord. Kaya makakayanan natin. So yun yung positive experiences eh kasi ang ganda ng schedule, di ba po?
Right.
Asun, the Holy Mass, yung the silence, the sharings. Tapos yung community activities pa
right.
Na masasaya na although iba-iba kayo ng pinanggalingan, may, sobrang nag-unite naman po pagdating sa mga ganun. Pero although nandyan din yung sacrifices, hindi po mawawala yun.
Right.
Nandyan yung sacrifices ng personal sacrifices na meron tayong gusto pero may vow of obedience. So paano na dire-reconcile yun? Na paano yung expectations natin dati tapos iba yung nangyayari ngayon. Parang right. Ganun, di ba po, pag pumasok tayo, minsan napaka-idealistic natin.
Correct. I agree with you. I strongly agree with you.
Na meron po tayong picture perfect image ng simbahan.
Correct.
Biglang makikita natin na, ay, may ganun pala.
correct. So, yeah.
Ay, nag-aaway pala sa loob.
Right. Kasi nga, this is a community of imperfect people na nagsama-sama. So, talagang may struggle. I was about to ask you ngayon, pero sister, totoo naman yun, no? At hindi naman natin tinatago yun. Because we are also normal people, no? Normal people who experience the same thing na na-experience. Kaya nga, alam mo, sister, nung sinabi mo yung salitang dito kasi sa loob, alam mo, namimiss ko yung mga ganyang salita eh. Kasi when we talk to people, we tell them, kasi dito sa loob, no? Kasi yan ang buhay nyo sa labas. So, iba eh, no? We put a demarcation mark because it's really different. Our life inside is really a different life. But we share the same struggles. Pareho ng mga nararanasan ng mga tao na nasa labas, di po ba? Kaya, ayan, amazing story, sister. So, when you were there, gaano po ba katagal ang formation sa OSJ, sister? Gaano po ka... You entered 2016, naging madre po kayo ng 2021.
Opo.
So, tama ba ako?
Bale, ang tagal pala. Program si namin, opo, parang aspirancy was 1 to 2 years, tas postulancy 1 to 2 years, and then novitiate 2 years. Opo. Kaya medyo matagal po.
Amen. So ayan, sister, so grabe, ganun pala katagal yung formation. So 6 years, sister, most likely 6 years po ang formation po ng isang madre sa Oblates of St. Joseph.
Opo, pero yun nga po yung minimum, 4 years po. Minimum.
4 years. Okay, so yan sa mga nakikinig. So na nagtatanong kung gaano ba katagal maging madre, so dito sa Oblates of St. Joseph, sabi ni Sister Mika is 4 years ang minimum, but you get it like 2 years more. So almost 6 years yung formation. So Sister, sa mga sa mga ano yung ano po message niyo po doon sa mga nagdi-discern, sa mga babaeng mga nagdi-discern, sister?
Opo, so sa inyo po mga sisters na nagdi-discern din po, siguro 3 things po na gusto ko po sanang iwan. Una po is kapit lang kay Lord.
Amen.
Tapos, opo. Pangalawa naman po, bukod po syempre kay Lord, pangalawa ay to grow in love with others.
Amen.
Yun nga po, with the community, with the church, with your fellow sisters. And then, pangatlo naman pong message na gusto ko po sanang iwan sa inyo, let's help each other.
Amen.
Din po. Tulungan nyo din po yung mga nagdi-discern. Una po, yung kumapit kay Lord. Dear sisters, it's very normal sa lahat. Hindi lang po sa nagmamadre, even sa mag-aasawa.
Right.
Sa single blessedness, na magkaroon ng doubts talaga, ng fears, amen, ng anxieties. Nandyan din yung self-doubt talaga. Minsan kaaway nyo yan. Nandyan din yung personal struggles, yung family struggles. Pero really, kailangan natin kumapit kay Lord eh.
Amen.
To have faith in Him, have hope in Him. Kasi yung kung ano man yung kaloob niya sa atin, kung ano man yung plano niya sa atin, you know, it's what is best for us in His,
amen,
most loving, in His most kind and merciful.
Amen. Amazing. Amen.
Talagang we would enter into the mystery kasi na hindi naman pwedeng, Lord, anong plano niya sa akin? Tapos bibigay na niya ang lahat agad.
Right, lahat right. Sa amazing. Ang ganda lang, sister. Ang ganda sinabi mo that we enter into a mystery that hindi lang yung will of God, hindi naman babagsak, parang bayabas ni Juan yan, di ba? Ni Juan Tamad. We need to participate also in that calling. So, ang galing, sister. Ang ganda ng mga sinasabi niyo po. Sister, ngayon po, what do you do right now as a fully pledged nun? Ano po yung ginagawa niyo po sa community? I mean, kayo po bang nag-handle ng vocations ngayon po?
Opo. So, as of now po, as Oblate Sisters of St. Joseph na Junior Professed, I'm given responsibilities na po kagaya na ano ba talaga yung mga expected para sa isang junior. So yun, i-assist ang ibang sisters na nakabelo. So from time to time po, pag kailangan nila ng tulong with their apostolate, sige, nandyan kami, ready to help.
Amazing.
Tapos ano din po ngayon, parang as of now din po, tinatapos ko po yung studies ko po. Opo.
Amen.
Kasi I'm taking up AB psychology po.
Wow.
Nalipas in colleges. So, nasa OJT na po ako ngayon. So, medyo busy-busy din po ganun.
Amen.
Kasi in a few months na po, ay gagraduate na po by the grace of God.
Amen. Gagraduate ka yan, sister. Malakas ka kay Lord.
Ayun, and currently I'm enjoying with the apostolate po kasi ang amin pong apostolate, we are helping the OSJ priests sa parish.
Amen.
So ano po, every day in charge po kami sa music ministry. So ako po yung tumutugtog po ng organ and from time to time pinapractice ko po yung choir.
Galing.
So ayun po, kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina na ano, na dahil maingay nga ako, mahilig gumalaw, di ba? Ginamit ni Lord.
Amen. Totoo yan, no? Kung ano naman yung talent mo, dyan ka gagamitin ni Lord, eh. Di ba? Totoo yan. Kaya alam mo na, sister, may malaking dahilan kung bakit ka ganyan.
Dati po, brother, akala ko pag nagmadre ako, titigil na ako sa pagsasalita. Lalo pa na akong pagsasalitain ni Lord.
Kaya gagamitin kang ano, sister. Gagamitin kang daluyan ng Panginoon to speak to His people through you.
Opo, sana
nga
po.
Ayan.
Tapos ano din po, brother, yung share ko lang din po, nag-enjoy po kami ngayon sa youth ministry. Kasi isa din po yun sa charism ng amin pong congregation. Tapos
wow.
Po, opo.
Galing.
Kasi dahil si Marelo po, parang he had really, our founder, he had this heart for the youth. So, and si St. Joseph, our patron,
amen,
is expected, di ba, kung paano niya inalagaan si Jesus,
amen,
and kami sumusunod sa kanya, dapat parang we have to follow in his footsteps, ganun din po. So, yun pong ina-enjoy ko ngayon as a junior profess na playing sports with the youth,
pakikipagkwentuhan
with the youth, yung mga projects natin ng multimedia with the youth. And ako nga po, personally, nakikipag-bike ako with the youth.
Ay, wow!
Opo! Yung jamming-jamming.
So, ganun. Si sir, naka-abito ka ha pag nagbabike ka ba?
Opo. Ay, hindi po.
So, si sir, parang nakaka-amaze lang, no? That you are now serving the youth. So, kasi yan yung charisma ng congregation. And parang, alam mo, si sir, parang natutuwa ako, parang it brings me back to your story when you were younger, which explains why you were like that. Alam mo, parang kung bakit mo naranasan yun, why you were lost, why you were looking for something, why you were looking for directions. Now, sabi mo nga, sister, di ba, ginamit ni Lord yung pagiging maingay mo. So, kumbaga parang, kumbaga ngayon, sister, ginagamit ka talaga fully ni Lord. So, sobrang nakaka-bless. And I'm sure yung mga young people whom you meet and whom you teach, whom you engage with, sister, I'm sure they feel blessed hearing your stories and how you guide them. And with looking at you as a young, bata pa naman kayo, sister, parang napakabata niyo pa, pero and, you know, they can easily connect with you kasi because of your age and your very warm personality, sister. So it's amazing, sister. So ayan, grabe, sister, sobrang thank you po for your stories. Thank you for your honesty. Grabe, napaka-honest mong madre, sobra. I honor you for that. And sister, if those who are listening right now would want to connect to Oblates of St. Joseph, saan po sila pwede mag-connect po?
Yes po. Bale, makakapag-connect kayo through our Facebook page, which is very active po. Napakasipag po ng sister na humahawak po niya.
Amen.
Ngayon. Ang Oblate Sisters of St. Joseph Philippines. Yun po. Or pwede rin through me. Ang magpakilala na lang po kayo sa Messenger. My name is Micaela Noel Soriano Gonzalez. Yun, medyo mahaba pala. Mahaba pala. Tapos yun po, yung Facebook page na lang po namin. Opo.
Right.
Better po. Ayun.
Ayan. Ayan. Grabe. So, ayan. If you want to connect, of course, I will post this also in the show notes of Spotify. So makikita nyo rin dito yung kung saan kayo pwede mag-connect. So because I'll be asking sister to send me the the FB page and everything that saan kayo pwede mag-connect. If you are a young lady discerning or if you are discerning for a religious life, so nandito yung Oblates of St. Joseph. Ayan, sister, before we end po, ano po yung message that you want to convey to our listeners? Anything, sister, anything that you want to say or share with them before we end?
Apo. So to all the listeners po, una't higit sa lahat, I thank you very much po for the opportunity nga po na ako po inyong imbitahan sa ito napakagandang project, napakagandang ministry po na ito.
Amen.
And pangalawa naman po, although I do not know all of you personally, pero rest assured po of my prayers kasi yun nga po, the church needs you.
Amen.
Na you're very, very important sa simbahan, na lahat ng ministries nyo, lahat ng talents nyo, you give for God is a very it is very important in the building up of the church. So keep the fire burning. Ako po'y natutuwa at may grupo po kayong ganito. And also please do pray for me na yun nga po, kagaya ng shinare ko kanina, the religious life is not a bed of roses. Yun, it is the following of the cross of Christ. So dahil ano po na as a young religious sister, nagsisimula pa lang po ako, napakalayo pa ng pupuntahan ko. So, I'm really asking for your prayers na sana po ako po'y patatagin pa at palakasin pa ng makapag-serve sa Panginoon in the most total and undivided way po. Ayun Amen. Po. Tapos, may the Lord bless all of you. Rest assured of my prayers. Keep up the good work po kayo sa inyo lahat.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mika Gonzalez. Grabe, sobrang, we're so blessed having you here. At this is one of my favorite episodes. Sobra talaga kasi nakakatuwa po kayo. Very jolly, very open, and very trusting. At you don't filter things out in your life. What you see is what you get, and you share that how God works in you. So yan, patuloy tayong nagdi-discern sa mga nagdi-discern. Ang ganda ng mga sinabi ni Sister Mika. And again, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave your ratings if you liked whatever, kung ano yung mga takeaways mo from Sister Mika. And also, if you want to leave a comment, please, please, please don't forget to leave a comment. Say thank you to Sister Mika for this. At ayan, we're so blessed to have you. And please don't forget, open your doors to new beginnings. God bless you! Thank you mga ka-open-minded for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.